Okay, so well, just to finish off, the last bit is really tricky. You know, what do we do when we don't know what the risks are? You know, we're assuming these numbers, but that Marmot review admits those numbers are got huge, a lot of uncertainty attached to them. You know, they're absolutely, they're very clear about that, almost unquantifiable uncertainties. Now, do we tell patients that we don't even know what the risks are? You know, it's bad enough trying to communicate the numbers, let alone saying we don't know what they are. And there's been starting to be research on this, which shows very complex results. It's not at all clear. Acknowledging uncertainty can increase trust or decrease trust. You know, well, what's the good of that? There appear to be strong interactions, as you might imagine, between the attitude of the patient, their education, their numeracy, their degree of optimism. These are all small studies so far, but people are now starting to engage in much larger randomized experiments to try to determine this. And the crucial thing in there, as I'm sure you all know as practitioners, that you have to use this with any these deeper uncertainties with caution.